time to check in with Dean Richards for entertainment news. And like everybody else, folks are reacting to the tragedy in Texas. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning. Yeah, it's just a horrific when the news came down yesterday, and everybody has been reacting, including the late night show hosts last night, James Corden and Stephen Colbert.
We taped this show earlier in the day, and I just want to let you know, shortly before I came out here tonight, we learned of the unspeakable shooting in Uvalde, Texas today. And while we can add our prayers for the dead, there is nothing that can ever be said that can approach the immeasurable grief of those families. But while we're at it, let's pray this time our leaders show a modicum of courage in trying to prevent this from ever happening again.
As a father, I can't imagine the horror of that phone call when I dropped my kids off at school this morning and kissed them goodbye. It doesn't cross your mind that that could ever be the last goodbye. And the thought of that phone call, that your child is the victim in a mass shooting, is beyond comprehension as a human being.
Yeah, the full comments that they made are up on their YouTube pages. Matthew McConaughey put out a tweet last night. He is actually from Uvalde, Texas. That's where he grew up. And he tweeted out a statement asking Americans to renegotiate our wants from our needs. Said the true call to action now is for every American to take a longer, deeper look in the mirror and ask ourselves, what is it that we truly value? Said we must do better. Action must be taken so that no parent has to experience what the parents in Uvalde did and others before them have endured. Selena Gomez, the singer actress, who is also from Texas, tweeted out, "It's so frustrating. I'm not sure what to say anymore. Those in power need to stop giving lip service and actually change laws to prevent these shootings from in the future." Gabrielle Union, among those commenting, saying, "It's enough and it's been enough for centuries." Jon Favreau saying what a lot of people expressed yesterday. I didn't think it was possible to feel more sickened or enraged by school shootings. And then I became a parent. What an unimaginable nightmare. And I think that, you know, that's the initial reaction for a lot of people. While the shooting is horrific, people can't even imagine what it might be like if it was their kid or their grandchild or someone that they knew that had to endure something like this. That's the overall reaction.
And it's so depressing to think that after Sandy Hook, which was, what, December of 2012, we thought something would happen, something would change, and it didn't. So here we go again. And that is really something everybody's talking about, how we seem to keep coming back to this point. Yep. And then lather, rinse, repeat. You know, yeah. I mean, it's terrible.
Hopefully this time something will. CBS last night was supposed to have their season finale of the show FBI. The plot line of this particular episode was it kind of revolved around the prevention of a school shooting, ironically enough. CBS very wisely pulled that episode and did not air it last night. Don't know if the episode will be seen in the future or not. They put a rerun on instead, and some of their other season finales for FBI Most Wanted and FBI International did run as scheduled. But there is a numbness, you know, overall. Mm-hmm. You know, people are saying, who cares what celebrity thinks? Who cares, you know, what anyone thinks? You know, everyone feels with this. Everyone has the same reaction when something like this happens. And, you know, just like people can express their opinions, pro, against, whatever, you know, celebrities do the same thing.
Yes, they do, and they should. Talking entertainment news with Dean Richards, Ricky Gervais is involved in a controversy. What's this all about, Dean?
It's another comedian that's taking some heat for, quote, jokes in his latest stand-up special about transgender people. Ricky Gervais has a new special that just came out, and he makes some jokes in it about transgender people that a lot of people are saying are transphobic. He has commented back that it's just a joke. Everybody should relax. That he's very supportive of people who are transgender, but everybody is, you know, open to being a target of his comedy. So he's not really backing off, you know, for what he said on the special.
Hmm. No, he never does back off, does he?
That's Ricky Gervais.
Yep. Steven Tyler is in rehab. I thought he was pretty much clean and sober for a long time now. What happened?
He had been in rehab in the past and checked himself back in, saying that he is now hooked on painkillers that he was taking after he had foot surgery.
Hmm.
The band has canceled their Las Vegas residency that was supposed to take place in June and July. They're just not sure when he's going to be back from all of this. If you are holding tickets for that, go back to your point of purchase to get your refunds. They do still have dates for September still on there, but you know, good luck to Aerosmith frontman Steven Tyler on this. That's a tough monkey to get off your back.
Rita Moreno apparently is ageless, isn't she?
I love this. That she is, you know, not only, you know, starred in West Side Story. She had that fantastic documentary on her own life. Now she's getting into the Fast and Furious franchise. Why not? I would give any money to see her behind the wheel of one of those good old muscle cars tearing down the highway. I don't know if that's going to happen, but we do know that she will be playing Vin Diesel's grandmother in the next Fast and Furious movie, which they are shooting right now, Fast and Furious 10. So I like these Fast and Furious movies. You know, there's nothing brainiac about them at all. It's complete popcorn fun, just nothing but action, excitement, crashes, car chases. They're fun to watch. And
what are you, 12?
I think sometimes I am. Yes, I am.
There's 10 of those, and they all seem to make money, don't they?
They make tremendous amounts of money. You know, I think that, you know, not every movie needs to be Citizen Kane. You know,
well, that certainly isn't.
Or no, it's not. They make no apologies for it. The storylines are thin, but the action is amazing. The stunts are amazing, but I'm not going to, you know, for any kind of cerebral experience here. I just want to sit and watch cars get all crashed up.
Well, go out on the expressway in the rush hour. I can't wait to see Rita Moreno yelling at Vin Diesel to wear a seatbelt.
Exactly.
Looking forward to that. Well, what's new as far as the stream?
Well, let's see what we've got going on that's new. The new Stranger Things has will be dropping on Friday on Netflix. This is the first part of season 4, which will be coming out. A new season of David Letterman's My Next Guest Needs No Introduction is already on Netflix right now. And he talks to Julia Louis-Dreyfus and singer Cardi B, but probably the interview that most people are going to be most excited or most interested in is a conversation that he had with Will Smith before the Oscar debacle took place. This was, and he talks about his life. It's still very revealing, I think, to hear, you know, his takes on life and, you know, such.
Mm-hmm.
You can catch that. It's running on Netflix right now. We've got one of my favorite shows, Somebody Feed Phil, with Phil Rosenthal, who was the executive producer of Everybody Loves Raymond. And he, you know, he always wanted to do a cooking show, a food show, and started doing one for PBS. That was tremendously successful. And that spun off into Somebody Feed Phil, which is on Netflix, and a brand new season of that is debuting this coming Friday as well. I'm a huge fan of his cooking because he doesn't take it seriously. He's just out there having fun. He exposes us to new foods and new cultures, and I'm constantly amused at watching Phil trying to dance in different cultures. He's good. The dorkiest dork that dorkdom has ever put on Earth, and he admits it himself. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing new seasons of that. Speaking of cooking, by the way, on Wednesday, you know, I cook here on the TV morning show, and even though it's pouring, raining outside right now and quite cold, that's not stopping them from sending me outside in the rain. So,
of course not.
The usual, the adventures of whether I'm going to burn myself, cut myself, somehow harm myself. Today, will I get pneumonia also while I'm outside?
Lots, many reasons to watch.
Many reasons to watch.
Talk to you tomorrow here. Bye. Thank you, Dean.